Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out. There will be live 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. midday show. Live on YouTube, Odyssey app, 94 WIP. Rewind it, watch it, participate, listen, scream at your radio, defend the quarterback, scream about the quarterback. Dealer's choice today as the Eagles go down on Monday Night Football to the Chargers, a game we're not going to forget for a long time, a game that feels instructive to the current state and future state of the Philadelphia Eagles, a game that was a disaster in every single way, shape, and form. As the Eagles have lost three straight football games now, they're 8-5. They still have a magic number of 3 to clinch the NFC East. It is not a lock now. They make the postseason. I think they will win at least 2 of their last 4 games. They're probably going to need the Cowboys to lose a football game here down the stretch in order to qualify for the playoffs. But that really isn't the big question, the big story right now. The big story is that they've fallen apart again, specifically the quarterback. Let's get into the five biggest reasons they lost, the five goats, and not the goat of modern day. When I was a kid, the goats were the bad ones. The goats were the guys that cost you the game. Let's get to the five goats of Eagles and Chargers. You need no hesitation on this one. Number one, by far, is the quarterback. For the first time in 5 years, the Eagles have a legitimate quarterback problem. Jalen Hurts stinks right now. He has stunk for a while. His season is careening out of control. He is now hovering around some of the worst quarterbacks in pro football in all the metrics. I mean, it's not just, you know, there was a while where I thought Jalen was having a make-believe good season, in that if you look at very surface numbers, ones that really don't correlate as much as you might think to winning football games or scoring points, which really is the quarterback's job to score points and lead the team. Like touchdown interception ratio, passer rating, those things looked nice and shiny, but under the hood, success rate, EPA per play, QBR, it didn't look as good. And now it's all cascading down to where at very best, I mean, at like, you have to be generous. Jalen Hurts has had a mediocre season. If we're being more real about it, he's barely playing like a top 20 quarterback in pro football. Barely. If I had to sit down and really rank them right now, I'm not sure he'd be a top 20 quarterback in the sport right now. And over the last 5 weeks, he's a bottom five quarterback in the sport. Last night, he had five turnovers. Five turnovers. Four interceptions. Disastrous plays. Slow to pull the trigger. Not seeing the field. Throws he cannot make, should not make. Easy throws to be made, and he's just passing them up for nonsense. The play where he got picked up the fumble when the Chargers fumbled, and fumbled it again. Two turnovers on the single play for the first time in NFL history. History. They can't win with a quarterback playing like this. That's it. They cannot win with the quarterback playing like this. So we could sugarcoat it. We could pretend. We could play pretend all we want. They can't win with the quarterback playing like this. He was 21 of 40 last night. Were there some drops? Sure, we'll get to that. Did everyone help him out? No, there were penalties. The coach was a bozo again at the end of half. I mean, all that, both halves, by the way, just a bozo. Nick Sirianni's decision making. I'm not even on him for the fourth down. Go for it and try to win the game there. The tie really is a little bit problematic when it comes to the NFCs because of the Cowboys tie. It really doesn't put them in a great spot. So I didn't mind that. I didn't mind that they went for it and tried to win the game there. But not wasting more time at the end of at regulation before they scored a problem. First half, when you know Elliott has struggled from distance, to not, with a timeout, try to run a short play or a run to at least put the ball in the middle instead of the hash mark, get a few extra yards. I thought it was malpractice just to stand there and throw the football out of bounds. What the hell was that for? Just not good. So all that's fair, but the biggest reason they lost by a mile is Jalen Hurts. Number two, and I started to get into it here. Let's just do it right now. I'll put Nick Sirianni in number two. End of the first half. Again, your field goal kicker is not great from distance. And you have, it was 7 seconds and a timeout or two. You know, you could run a very short, just run the ball. I mean, just run the ball to the right, set up the ball. You know, maybe you get 2 or 3 or 4 yards, makes the kick a little bit easier. And you put the ball in the middle for Jake Elliott. I mean, there is a chance, I guess, Elliott wanted the ball in the left hash. I don't know that for sure. If he did, I'll take back what I'm saying. I'll retract it, but I doubt that's what happened. Instead, we just throw the football out of bounds to waste time. Just, I don't get it. And then at the end of regulation, where the Eagles are about to kick a field goal to go up, you know, they are a team that has the worst offensive line probably in the sport right now, a quarterback that is using his legs a lot. They're running low on timeouts. You know it's going to take them a while to probably plod down the field because they're struggling. Eagles corners are playing really well. They're going to need every second they could get. Herbert clearly was taking a lot of sacks. The Eagles' defensive pressure was doing its job. So every second matters in that football game. And instead of throwing twice and stopping the clock around the two-minute warning, the Eagles could have run it at least one of those times to run that clock down and make life harder on the Chargers. They didn't. They gave them all the time in the world, and we saw what happened. Chargers tie the game. We go to overtime. And then I'll throw on top of it Nick Sirianni. I'm not saying this is all his fault, but it is, I have to point it out, and it is a little bit ironic that the week he gets involved with the offense, the quarterback has the worst game of his career. Like, he's head coaches are supposed to be fixers on their side of the football. They're supposed to help when they either call the plays or lend their expertise on their side of the football. Did that feel to anyone like Nick Sirianni was helping, what you saw there? Did that feel like help by the head coach? It felt like he made it worse. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Horrendous, horrendous job by Nick Sirianni. He is goat number two. Goat number three is A.J. Brown. Had a pitiful night. You know, the first big shot of the game where they go deep, and it's one of those where this happens often where Gion doesn't get the ball in time, and then it becomes like a scramble drill, and A.J., instead of, you know, just stopping in his route, will try to rev it up again and take off. It's a play. We've seen him make that catch a million times. He didn't make it. Was it a little bit past his outstretched arm? It was. It wasn't perfect. Did it go through his hands, though? Yeah. And it's tough to reconcile that when you don't make many big plays. And then, you know, later on in the game, to end the game, they have a chance. And that one was, you know, his arm was hit in the end zone as he was about to catch it to get his feet in. He can't hold on. But the one that really hurt was, well, I guess it was the third interception of the night for Hurts, where it looked to me like A.J. pulled up. Like, he saw the defensive back coming. He didn't want to get rocked. He pulled up, and then the ball ended up, it was high, and it was not a good throw. It was a duck. It was a high duck. But again, that's why you pay A.J. Brown $30 million a year to catch that football. And he chose not to catch that football, or couldn't catch that football, or didn't, whatever the word is. Kind of took himself mentally out of the play for a second because the guy was coming bearing down on him. And the ball went off his hands, and boom, another interception for Jalen Hurts. Brown stunk. Yeah, I know he had, whatever it was, six catches, 100 yards, something like that. You watch the game, and you know A.J. Brown wasn't good enough. That's all. I mean, you don't need rocket science. You don't need the statistics. You don't need a stat sheet to tell you what your eyes told you. A.J. Brown did not have a good night. He is the third person I am blaming for the disaster that was Monday Night Football.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Number four, a guy I like. I was just, in fact, a couple days ago, explaining to my kids why he was the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Eagles. We all like Jordan Mailata. You know, we'll listen to his show on WIP. He's accountable. He's become the spokesperson. He's the new BG in a lot of ways. He'll be beloved and loved here for a very long time. But if I got to hear Jordan Mailata talk about execution one more time, I'm going to lose my mind because he's not executing. I mean, it's every other drive with a hold. I mean, and once in a while, they're not even calling it. He was brutal last night. Absolutely brutal. And, you know, I know I'm going to have a weakness on the right side of the line because Lane Johnson is out. Now, by the way, Lane did put up the eyes emoji before the game last night. He's not on the IR. My guess would be that means he's ready to go and he's going to come back Sunday to save the day against the Raiders. And they'll probably win that football game with Lane Johnson back. But no Lane Johnson. Dickerson, not himself this year. Even last night, in the lineup. Jurgens, not himself this year. Steen, a downgrade. Like, Mailata's got to be the stalwart. Mailata's got to be the rock on the offensive line. And too often this year, he's part of the problem. Whether it be a false start, whether it be a hold, whether it be whatever, just getting beat. He just hasn't played great football this season. And when I hear him talk about execution one block away, it's often him. Now, he had some good moments last night. You know, the fake tush push for the explosive Saquon touchdown run was awesome. But That was not a good game by Jordan Mailata by any stretch of the imagination. He's part of the problem, and he's part of the problem with the offense right now. He stunk it up. And my fifth goat, and this is the bad goats, not the good ones, last night that cost the Eagles the football game was Howie Roseman. You know, we are very quick to give Howie Roseman a lot of credit when he does well, when he does things in a great way. And a lot of the roster itself is still excellent and has depth. And the fact that they piecemealed a defense together last night in a big way, it's a testament to Howie. You know, without Jalen Carter and how good their corners were, how good Quinyon was, how good Cooper was, you know, how good G. Alexon's becoming. These are all positives towards Howie Roseman. But there's a couple of things that are obvious. He has neglected the depth on the offensive line for years in the draft, and it's showing this season. He also made some mistakes last offseason. They miss the mentality. They miss the physicality. They miss the voice that was Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. By the way, everywhere he goes, they go to the playoffs. Everywhere. I know the Texans cut him. They're going to go to the playoffs as, you know, the best defense in the league. He goes to the Bears. They're very likely to go to the playoffs. And every time he leaves somewhere, and I'm not, and I was kind of kidding about the Texans thing, but I imagine if he leaves the Bears next year, they will not be as good on defense. He leaves the Eagles, they're not as good on defense. The decision to let Josh Sweat go looks like a mistake. They're not as good at edge as they were last year. And Jalen Phillips, while fine, I think you see the flaws in his game. Sometimes I don't think he wants the smoke. I don't think he wants the physicality of the run game, and he's pushed around too much. Sweat was not when he was here. And, you know, I question if they were able to read the draft room differently. The extension of Bond, when they got Jahad Campbell in the draft, they had N'Kobe. Could they have used these resources in a different way? The extension of Saquon looks like a mistake. Letting Sweat go, mistake. Having to trade the third round pick for Phillips, don't love it. You know, there are some things here I don't love about Howie Roseman's offseason post Super Bowl. And then how could I not acknowledge that he's paying the quarterback over $50 million a year to stink right now? So I think Howie played a role in that last night. He plays a role when they win. Most times they win, but he plays a role in this too. It's not good enough right now. The Eagles are in a bad way. They have four games to go to figure this thing out. The best they could do is 12-5. Obviously, the worst they could do is 8-9. I think they're going to win their home games over the Commanders and the Raiders to get to 10 wins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't think they're going to win in Buffalo the way they're playing right now. The season might come down to a short week Saturday game against the Washington Commanders. Can they sweep the Commanders? I don't know. Commanders are pretty bad, but those are division games twice in 3 weeks. It does not set up well for the Eagles to get to 11 wins. If I had a guess right now, based on the way they're playing, the quarterback situation, the offense, I think they're going to finish 10-7. And if the Cowboys drop one of these last four, that'll get them to the playoffs. They'll have a home playoff game as the 3 or 4 seed. They probably won't be favored in the game. But everything else is real. It's on the table. It's scary. It's a mess. The biggest problem is the quarterback. We'll unpack it all. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We're groggy. We're tired. We're angry. It's going to be a day on Sports Radio 94WIP. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.